You're listening to Panthers Radio with Zynomics, and coach Corey Nielsen joins us fresh from his success with the GB team and with the first signing news of the summer. Not huge signings in terms of players that are going to make an instant impact, but big signings for the long-term future of the Panthers with Josh Tetlow and Jordan Kelso joining the ranks.
Yeah, two young guys we identified, you know, it's something that around Christmas time we were starting to take note of some young players who wanted to get fresh, get new, get some guys in the ranks who could, you know, we could potentially develop for the future. And these two guys were earmarked and we brought them in. We had multiple looks at them, both good kids. I've known Jordan for a long time, maybe 10 years now. He's used to play with Cade's team, and he's steadily gotten better every year. He's from a great family, and he continues to improve, and he's got a great attitude, and he wants to be here. He's always wanted, it's been his dream to play for the Panthers ever since he was a tiny boy, so we're excited to have him. And Josh, obviously, what a monster. He came in, and he shook my hand, and as everyone knows, I'm a pretty big person, and you know, he's a little bigger than me. And you know, the kid's you know, he's got Ronald McDonald size feet, and you know, he's just a huge human being. But what impressed me is, you know, the kid got on the ice. He could move, he could pass, he could skate, shoot. He had all the little details. Obviously, they're not at an elite league level right now, and but the fact that you can get somebody at that size who has a coordination and ability to play hockey is pretty special. So it's always been a lot of fun for me to develop all the young defensemen. We've turned forwards into defensemen here. We've turned young defensemen into great defensemen here, and you know, that's always a fun thing for me to do, and he'll have a lot of mentors here. You know, Stevie's been through everything. They seem to have some chemistry and communication last year, so it'll be good for Josh.
And there's going to be that link up with Swindon Okanagan to make sure they're getting some game ice time as well, because it's not going to do them. It's not going to be perfect if they're training with the Panthers all week and then watching the Panthers at weekends.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? I have a lot of good things to say about the Okanagan Academy. I sent my oldest son Cade there for a year, and it was a great program coached by, you know, Peter Russell and Laurie Barron, and they do a heck of a job with the kids, carting them all around, you know, France, playing exhibition games, and it's a really good experience for those kids. And I would encourage anyone to really, if they get that opportunity, to take it. And you know, if we can partner up these two young fellows with an organization like Swindon and give them some game time. Obviously, they'll practice with us throughout the week, and that'll be their big stage development. And then, obviously, they need somewhere to practically apply the skills they've learned. And you know, Aaron and Steve Nell there, they should be good. We're looking forward to it.
And hopefully, we'll get to see them in a Panthers uniform very soon.
Like so, that's the plan. You know what, we're under no illusions that they're going to be full-time Panthers in their first year, but we're trying to create a pathway. We're trying to create a pathway for these kids to develop through, you know, stage one, stage two, stage three, so where, you know, either, you know, by Christmas or by the start of next season or even the season after, you know, in terms of, you know, how far they've come. And we want to continue to get kids on the same route.